As they prepare for their final gubernatorial debate tonight, incumbent Republican Governor Charlie Baker continues to hold a sizable lead over Democratic challenger Jay Gonzalez. A new WBUR poll looking at the race finds Baker remains popular both among Republicans and among Democrats. WBUR's Steve Brown has the story.
When we asked 502 likely voters this past weekend who they intend to vote for in the governor's race, 68% said they're going with Charlie Baker. And that includes many Democrats, like Lisa Ward of Cambridge.
I think that Charlie's put in a lot of work, and he's done a lot of things within the community on a one-on-one basis, not just for publicity, that a lot of people don't know about. He's just a caring guy.
48% of Democrats say they'll vote for Baker, compared with 45% for Gonzalez. Overall, only 25% say they are backing Jay Gonzalez, who has had a hard time boosting his name recognition. Still, Democrat Kyle Robideau of Boston likes what he sees in Gonzalez.
I like the combination of his state government experience, his understanding of how state government works and budget and funding processes, and I think he is looking to build a more equitable Massachusetts.
The poll shows the needle hasn't moved much in this race. Baker, with his high favorability ratings and huge campaign war chest, got out to an early lead and has hardly looked back. Mass Inc. pollster Steve Cazella conducted the poll for WBUR.
You know, we've been polling this race for just about a year now, and we're roughly in the same ballpark that we have been. You know, people's numbers have gone up a few points here and there, but overall, we've had Charlie Baker with a very healthy lead going all the way back to November of 2017, and that's where we are today.
Voters seem to like the job Baker is doing. 71% of those polled say they have a favorable opinion of him, while nearly a third of voters have never even heard of Jay Gonzalez. Most voters have already made up their mind on this race, with only 2% of those polled saying they remain undecided, and that, according to pollster Cazella, is bad news for Gonzalez.
This is not one where you can just look at the undecideds and add them to the person who's behind and say, okay, well, they can catch up if they just convert those. You know, there would have to be something very significant that happened that would change a lot of people's minds when you're that far behind.
Since becoming the party's nominee, Gonzalez has been banking on voters agreeing with him that the wealthy must pay more in taxes. His major revenue proposal calls for imposing a tax on private college endowments worth over $1 billion, with the proceeds going to fund public transportation and education. 44% of those polled say they support the plan, including unenrolled voter Crystal Dennis of Brockton, who is voting for Gonzalez.
You do have a lot of high-earning schools that don't pay taxes at all, and I think that they could afford, they're bringing in more than $1 million a year. There has to be some profit in there. I think that they should have to pay at least a little bit.
But nearly the same number of voters, 42%, say they oppose the endowment tax plan, and most of those voters will back Baker. While nationally, the 2018 midterm elections are extremely partisan, roughly a third of voters here in Massachusetts have no problem splitting their ballot between Democrat Elizabeth Warren in the U.S. Senate race and Republican Charlie Baker for governor. Unenrolled voter Scott Walker of East Bridgewater is voting for both Warren and Baker, regardless of their political affiliation. He sees the same bipartisanship in Baker.
I don't like when people are strictly partisan. I mean, sometimes you have to just think of an issue as an issue and not what the party line is. And I feel like he tries to represent the state pretty well, regardless of Republican or Democrat. And I think he's a good person with good character.
Voters who haven't cast their ballots yet have less than a week to reconsider, but polling trends indicate that's not likely. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.